Welcome to This Week on DeveloperWorks. I'm your host, Calvin Powers. This week on DeveloperWorks, we're going to tell you about some new features of one of the most popular communities on the website. But first, let's look at what else is new on DeveloperWorks this week.
If you've ever used the Log4j logging framework from the Apache Software Foundation, you know how flexible it is for fine-tuning the amount of detail you want in your debug log, as well as how you can control which components generate the data. Kiran Bachu has just published an article called Configuring Log4j Node in WebSphere Message Broker, and the article shows you how to get the most out of Log4j from your message broker environment. Nigel Crowler has just published a new article on IBM DeveloperWorks about how to improve your IBM operational decision management processes. The article is called Implementing Advanced Rule Governance in IBM Operational Decision Management. It shows you how to extend the product with business rules rather than the usual Java-based business logic. Nigel walks you through how to set up your ODM environment to process the rules with the new IBM Rule Governance asset.
The strength of single sign-on solutions comes from being able to handle as many login environments as possible. Octavian Povoshka is an expert at deploying IBM Security Access Manager for Enterprise Single Sign-On, and he's just published an article series called UI Automation in the Single Sign-On World. This two-part series shows you how to implement a single sign-on infrastructure for even the most difficult applications by taking advantage of the UI automation and active accessibility mechanisms.
Don't forget that you can get links to everything mentioned on this episode at ibm.com/developerworks/this week. My guest this week on DeveloperWorks is David Robinson. He's been involved with the IBM DeveloperWorks Request for Enhancement community almost since the very beginning, and I asked him to join us today to talk about some of the new features they're rolling out. David, welcome to This Week on DeveloperWorks. Tell us a little bit about the history of the Request for Enhancement community and what people do with it.
Oh, great, Calvin. Thanks. I'm glad to be here. So the RFE community began in 2008. And it's a place where you can openly collaborate with IBM development teams and other product users with providing your ability to search and view and comment on and vote and track product enhancements through that particular community. So it began in 2007. We rolled it out in 2008. It was set up as a collaboration between DeveloperWorks and Rational. And so far, we've been able to attract an additional 5 software group brands to the RFE community. So we've got quite a great community going right now with many different brands and many customers utilizing that area. So it's set up as a customer portal. It's open. All you have to do is set up an email address and get yourself a submitter name in order to submit RFE requests on the community. You don't have to be a customer of IBM, which is nice. Every submission that's in the community is open unless it's set up to be a private. We can do private or public requests, but we set them up to be public. The idea behind that is we want customers to be able to see product trends. We want customers to be able to see comments from developers. We want them to see comments from other users within the community and basically start a community. And we allow them to set up groups, and we allow them to set up voting for that and basically see trends that are going on. We've expanded features within the community that allows, RFEs that can be grouped into areas that we're doing development on, and customers can see, oh, I've got this feature request and it works within this theme, and all these RFEs are going to be satisfied through this particular area. So it's really gone a long way since its beginning in 2008.
What's been the response to the RFE community from customers and IBMers so far?
So the internal development teams have taken a while to understand the value of it. But what's great with them is they get to see exactly what customers are looking for. No longer do customers have to come through support in order to get their enhancement requests set up in the database. They can go to it anytime they want. It's 7x24. They enter their customer requests in, and they're automatically set up with an email that tells them anytime that request for enhancement has had a comment, had a state change, had a comment from a developer. has been closed or opened or moved into a different state. So the nice thing is they never have to contact support in order to get an update on what they've put in to the community.
I understand that DeveloperWorks has just rolled out some new features to the RFE community. Can you give us the rundown on those?
Sure. We're up to release 12 of the RFE community now. So the nice thing that in our collaboration with DeveloperWorks has that we've rolled out 12 major enhancements to the community over the past 4 or 5 years. They've always been on time. We've always had some great feedback from customers on them. The biggest thing that that release 12 shows now is a complete look and feel change to the RFE community. What you used to come on to was just a standard web page, and you could go and see. Standard web page would be similar to what your bank would be like, going to maybe to Target or to Walmart or to something.com. Right now, what we have is when you come into the RFE community, you see a tabbed V17 approach that IBM has rolled out. So you can quickly go to the area that you're looking to home in on if you want to search for a particular RFE, if you want to go to an area that you set up for groups. All those things are all tabbed out just for you. So it definitely the look and feel, we've been getting some very positive feedback from our customers on it.
Thanks, David. I'm sure those features are going to get a lot of use as customers request more and more enhancements on IBM's products. You can visit the RFE community at ibm.com/developerworks/RFE. That's all the time we have for this week on DeveloperWorks. Don't forget, you can get the links to everything mentioned here at ibm.com/developerworks/this week. We'll see you next week on DeveloperWorks.